Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 29 this morning. It's a powerful, moving, simple psalm. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye sons of the mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, even the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord cleaves the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and strips the forests bare. And in his temple everything says glory. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yea, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. This psalm has a lot of its own power and momentum. It stands as a work of poetic glory to the one who is great. And there is not anything that I can add or should add in the discussion of this psalm. I think that it stands well on its own. You put this into the hands of a novice or a child or one who does not know the word, and they will read and they will understand what this psalm is trying to say, because it is so uniquely powerful. I can talk about the different sections. The first couple verses talk about what we must do, that we must glorify this God. Verses 3 through 9 is the heart of this psalm. It is a glory to the great one. And the last two verses talk about that this one is the great king, and even that he is our king. What this psalm needs from you and from me is recitation and meditation. It needs no commentary. Rather, we should read and we should feel the momentum build as it glorifies a great God, as we see the poetic structure of repetition build in intensity. Let's read it again together. Give unto the Lord, O ye sons of the mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, even the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord cleaves the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve and strips the forests bare. And in his temple everything says glory. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yea, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Here in our hands is the glory of God that we can offer up to him. May we maintain this in our heart and meditate and recite it. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.